This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we launch into the third hour of the program. We are talking about a conversation, a topic that is likely going to continue ad infinitum into the future. And I'm not excited by it because, you know, it's just... It's so economically ignorant.
It's cognitive dissonance on parade. It's just more people trying to find more complicated ways to express how they're going to hide violence from you.
The violence of forced wealth redistribution is the violence in this case. And the program's name is now going to be Universal Basic Income or Universal Basic Assets.
It's stealing from people in the name of helping everyone.
Basically, that's, yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah, that's always, you know, like, what's the excuse? We're going to help the world by threatening someone with guns. That's, you know, it's just the same old, you know, it's this sort of meme that's been around since the beginning of time is stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, or stealing from someone to help, you know, stealing from one person to another to give to another. It's just this idea that
stealing from the person
that aggression is going to fix things.
Yeah.
It's this idea that violence is the way to make the world go around,
and that makes things fair.
Right.
Sticking a gun in somebody's face is for good somehow. And it's just a crazy concept.
It's all, I mean, the idea that violence, you know, builds things. I mean,
no,
not in net.
This destroys so much. It destroys the incentive to earn in the first place, because if you know you're just going to get taxed, then why would you want to be an achiever? You know, why would you want to stay even in that place? Why would you even, you know, live in a place where you knew you were going to be taxed to death? And that's why you see a lot of productive people leaving places like New York State, which is, you know, the worst state, the most taxed state. Move somewhere else. Move your business somewhere else where you will receive less violence directed towards you. And so it would not only will it disincentivize, as taxes do disincentivize productivity from the productive, it would also incentivize the lazy to be even lazier, because now they're going to get a check every single month. And why should they bother to work if they can just get a $1,000 check every single month? And so that means less productivity in the workplace. And that means less wealth for all of us.
Well, I'm sure there are, you know, garbage men, plumbers, tree trimmers, and you know, a whole bunch of other people out
arborists.
There that love their jobs. But
sure.
There are plenty, like most, I would imagine, that would be like, yeah, you know, I'll show up at a different time. It'd be a lot easier. Like, work is called work for a reason. It isn't the greatest thing in the world that you feel like you could be doing. There's a reason they pay you for your time.
Do what you love, man.
Well, doing what you love is awesome if you can get paid for it. I certainly can't sit here on the radio on a show that I've built over the course of 15-something years along with you guys, you know, and say that you shouldn't follow dreams. Certainly that worked out for me. But at the same time, you know, we've all had to work in order to, you know, work other jobs in order to make this thing a reality, right? Like, it didn't just spring from the head of Zeus on 185 radio stations.
Yeah, I worked a lot of hours to make this possible.
You worked for years, completely unpaid, doing this to get it off the ground. I didn't start. You started in 2004. Well, yes, I guess I'm talking about when we decided to go to get syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
But when we decided to get syndicated, you took the time.
We started this show in 2002 on a radio station for no pay.
We kind of walked in, you know, like walked in, turned on the mics, and like everything was there. You had to build a studio in 2004 when we got syndicated.
Did you start syndication after podcasting?
No. No, we started podcasting in 2005, but we had archives from day one of the show.
Because podcasting started in 2003.
I thought it started in 2005.
2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we were darn early on the curve, I can tell you that.
We had archives before we had an RSS feed. So, I mean, we had archives from day number one.
Right, right.
Back in the real radio days on Free Talk Live in 2002. Just downloadable MP3s. We had to go to the website to get them. The only difference with the podcast is it's delivered automatically to somebody.
So you went from somewhere in late 2004 to somewhere in late 2006 without any kind of pay, making calls every day to radio stations, trying to get them to carry the show, you know, handling all the blinking boxes and every issue that came up in the interim. So, yeah, I mean, you put a lot of time in.
So anyway, we're talking about this basic...
Yeah.
Assets, universal basic assets, which you said there was a little more you wanted to share from
Fast
Company.
Yeah, let's just plow through the rest of this and, you know,
and we'll see what Kurzweil has to say.
The idea. Here, Marina Gorbis, executive director of the Institute for the Future in Silicon Valley, argues that basic income payments are insufficient for fixing inequality. She says the real source of economic divergence isn't that some people have jobs and others don't. She says it's that some people own assets like houses, stocks, and whatever, while others don't. She calls for capturing assets that we are currently that we currently give away, like our personal data that Google and Facebook exploit for billions. She wants more cooperatives and employee-stocked-owned companies that hand value to workers rather than shareholders, and more community-owned communication systems and utilities. IFTF's map of universal basic assets includes several examples of assets that could be collectively owned via blockchains, including cooperatively owned versions of Uber and eBay.
All right, so just before we go on here, what she's proposing, hey, look, if you want to buy into a co-op, go right ahead, buy into a co-op.
Right.
If you want to buy into, but get some stock in a company, go get some stock in a company. I can't imagine how unwieldy it would be to have a community-owned water company or a community-owned power company. I don't want to go to board meetings about power and water. I don't want to pay attention to all of the micromanagement.
Right. The community will not manage it. A few very interested, vocal people will manage it.
Yeah, and if I were interested in that, I'd get involved in it. So is she talking about forcing these companies to go to this community-owned structure? In which case, she's talking about taking, you know, this is the worker's dream, right? This is the communist, socialist revolution where the workers rise up and they seize the companies and they take over. She's talking about
Sounds kind of like it. I mean, here's the last sort of gist of this is at bottom, the idea of UBA seeks new ways to raise money without resorting to new taxes. It's about opening up assets and bringing the market into more areas of life, empowering individuals and recognizing...
Opening up assets.
Yeah, and recognizing...
That's a code word. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's a code word for, we're going to take this from you, and we're going to give it to them.
Right.
It's open now.
I'd like to point out that employee-owned businesses do very well if they are sort of taken over once it's up and running. So if, you know, you get a manufacturing place that's having some trouble and they're going to shut down, the employees say, well, we can handle this and we can take this over. They often do very well because at that point, everybody's concerned about everybody else's productivity and, you know, people understand how things, there's this institutional memory in place. People understand how to do things.
It can be done. I mean, Publix is a great example of, it's a grocery store for people who don't know in the Southeast in the United States. And it's a great grocery store. I mean, I've never met anybody who's like, I hate Publix.
Actually, I've been talking to somebody who moved to Florida from Keene over the past year, went down to teach, and I was like singing the praises of Publix.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it's like Whole Foods, but more expensive.
Well, I mean, Publix,
said,
is,
Publix is not more expensive than Whole Foods.
It didn't used to be.
No, my wife just came from Florida last week. The person about whom you were speaking is talking about, you know, a particular can of artisan olives there.
Maybe.
Artisan, the show, the
word
of the show.
I was a little taken aback, too.
No, she's wrong.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
My wife shops at both Whole Foods and Publix, and this person is talking about one particular item and
but
getting my
myopic about Publix is that it is an employee-owned company. And it's one of the things that makes it unique in the world of grocery stores in a lot of cases. I mean, there's certainly union grocery stores out there, but there aren't, I don't think, very many employee-owned ones, ones that are that successful. And Publix is tremendously successful, but they weren't forced to be employee-owned. And if this woman's talking about opening up assets, she's talking about the government forcing these businesses to become collectively owned.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, we got more coming up here, and Ray Kurzweil is getting ready to weigh in here on a piece about universal basic income. He says it's inevitable. We'll share that with you on the way here, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring us whatever is on your mind here. is 855-453 like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Liberty.menu. Libertarians for a long time have been asking for a good website that works to connect liberty-minded business owners with potential customers who are also of a liberty mindset. And for a long time, there were some lackluster efforts out there and really wasn't worth talking about them. But now there is a site that actually does it, and it does it well, and it looks good while doing it, and it's easy to use. And most importantly, it's free to list your business over at liberty.menu. You go to liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community, for people who reject the initiation of force, and those individuals who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if you're somebody who believes in basic income, you don't belong on liberty.menu. Okay, so this is only for libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchist types. Go to liberty.menu and you can list your business there. Maybe you got more than one, you know, entrepreneurial thing that you do. List them all. Or perhaps you are an event coordinator. Perhaps you are a digital content creator. There are categories for you as well. So whatever it is that you do or create, if you're a liberty-minded person, you are going to love liberty.menu. There's also, of course, ratings and reviews. So if you've actually been to a certain liberty-oriented business that might be in your area, you can rate it, review it. You can also do a little social networking there as well. And it's all free. If you want to, of course, you can upgrade your listings for a little bit, and it's not very expensive. Liberty.menu. Get on over there and use code FTL. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. As we continue here, Johnson, you had just a couple more lines from this story that you wanted to share about basic assets, which is essentially a retooling and repackaging of universal basic income by people who want to feel like they've got a better idea. Okay. Go ahead.
Presupposedly, this idea by this Institute for the Future in Silicon Valley is that the bottom of the idea is that UBA seeks new ways to raise money without resorting to new taxes, supposedly.
Except the other guy talked about a carbon tax.
Yeah, some of these other people.
So, well, they're not going to call it a tax.
And again, remember, these are all ideas from different organizations. So what the IFTF's idea of, you know, universal basic assets versus what, you know, Project Ubu or this you know, other guy at IPPR, the think tank in the UK, and what Peter Barnes' supposed entrepreneur's ideas of this might be different. But
sure, it's not taxing when you just take a company from a person and then give it to their employees.
Well, this one here from IFTF says, you know, this opening up assets, which may or may not be code word for stealing these assets, but they say empowering individuals and recognizing that the public goods that we currently give away to corporations, again, they brought up personal data that like people like Google and Facebook are making a bunch of money on, and that they're just being handed. Is there a way that that could be somehow commoditized by individuals into some sort of a cryptocurrency or something like that?
Sounds confusing.
Sounds confusing.
You know, maybe.
Yeah,
well,
who knows?
The idea is the government doing it. No, it'll be a disaster.
She goes on to say some form of UBA may be a more viable way to achieve universal basic. Some form of universal basic assets may be a more viable way to achieve universal basic income than relying on taxpayers or Congress to do their worst. So
agreed.
It's going to be bad anyway, you slice.
If somebody comes up with a social media platform that serves people as well as Facebook does and then allows people to control their and sell their own information, because I want certain advertisers to have my information at certain times. I want that. I want to know who's got the best pig feed out there, right?
Yeah.
I want to know who's got the best seeds in the springtime. I want to, when I'm looking for a car, I want to know who's got the best gas mileage, and I want to know that information. People who say, I hate advertising, really don't understand what they consume on a day-to-day basis. And they don't hate advertising. They hate the advertising that they didn't want to see at that particular time.
Right.
And so,
you like getting things for free? You like advertising in that case.
No, I mean, advertising is education.
Learn to like it.
If it's done well.
Yeah.
And obviously.
Or entertaining.
You have sometimes. To. That much is true. But I'm not sure that's really advertising. That's just being entertained.
That's branding.
It's branding, sure.
I mean, that's advertising.
I guess. But, like, for instance, I watched a Summer's Eve ad recently.
Douche.
It's a feminine wash, okay. I think. And it was about, I think it was Hail the V. And I just put it up on my Facebook page saying, this is the most honest ad that I've ever seen. So basically it says, it's the cradle of civilization. It's been fought over by men and armies for centuries. Give it a little love, girls, you know, in the summer's eve. I think it's a very entertaining ad. I love it, but I'm never going to buy this product. Never, ever,
What if
ever.
Your wife sent you to the store and she needed you to get a package of Summer's Eve?
I would do, sure. I mean,
well, then you'd buy it if she asked you to.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I'm not buying it because they're
not
advertising
their target demographic.
To me.
That's right.
Right, so it's not advertising if I have no business consuming it, you know? So, anyway.
Well, it's still advertising. It's just hit the wrong target in that case.
It sure did.
They bought a broadcast channel.
But it's very entertaining.
Wait, you saw it online or on television?
I knew that it existed, and I wanted to show it to my wife.
Yeah. I see. All right, so toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. Kurzweil! Johnson, you also brought this, what I would call a related story, in here tonight. And I have it here from HackerNoon.com. The piece written by Michael K. Spencer. He says, I grew up reading about the technological singularity, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live, and apparently it's coming with a fair probability of it occurring between 2029 and 2045. And do one of you want to take a crack at describing what the singularity is for people who have not heard of this concept before?
The singularity would be the moment that all the computers kind of hook up together into one major consciousness?
No.
Oh.
It's the moment at which computer intelligence reaches parity with human intelligence.
Okay.
Right. Basically, that at that point, the computers will no longer need humans to upgrade themselves. They can then essentially kind of take over their own programming, and, you know, AI and all that will essentially escalate far beyond the human potential to...
And it's not like they're trapped in CPU boxes or anything like that. At that point, they control, it's probably not the right word, they control robot arms that can produce new computers. So the computer that's smart as a human then makes a computer that is twice
smarter,
smart as a human,
right,
who then makes
in
a computer
half the time, makes
that is
another one
four times as smart as a human, and pretty quickly they're just replicating until they have this being that is as smart as a being can be by whatever standards that we could make
something
them.
Like, yeah.
Or something.
So the singularity is step one in that process, right? Yeah. So who is Ray Kurzweil? Well, he's Google's director of engineering. He's a well-known futurist with a high-hitting track record for accurate predictions. Of his 147 predictions since the 1990s, Kurzweil claims an 86% accuracy rate. Now, it would be better if somebody else could audit his claims rather than, you know, trusting his own claims. But anyway, basic income, they say, will be widespread by the 2030s, according to Kurzweil, one of the most recognizable futurists on Earth. And we'll continue here with, ostensibly why he believes that. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the reason why this is going to keep coming up is because of big tech people like this pushing these ideas. This is not going to go away anytime soon. And that's a scary thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial toll free. Join us right here if you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go to Scott. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Scott.
Hey, it's me. Hi, I have a couple questions. Well, okay. One compliment first. Thank you for making people think.
Jeez. You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, we try so hard. We really do. I mean, that's for me, that's what the show's about.
Us libertarians on the West Coast are totally with you. I'm on the banks of the Colorado River in Bullhead City. They're having the Laughlin River Run this coming weekend, if you can get on your Harleys and get here. I know it's a long way. Hey, Simon, what the hell?
I don't have a Harley, and I have no intention of driving across the United States anytime soon.
I got like I got a bicycle.
But anyway, thank you for the invitation. So what else were you calling about tonight?
About this here, where everybody gets $1,000.
The universal basic income, as they call it.
Yes. Are we talking about little Biafran babies with flies in their eyes?
What?
Well, are we talking about Biafran babies with flies in their eyes, all them little Biafrans?
What is a Biafran baby? I've never heard that. I don't know what word that is.
You're kidding me.
There are three men in the studio here. Is anybody here?
I've got a guess.
I'm imagining it probably has something to do with Jello Biafra.
That's mine. Why my Jello Biafra.
That's what I was thinking.
But Jello Biafra is probably talking about Biafra as something to do with Africa. And
no, you know.
Is he a commie,
Africa.
Biafra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, is that who you were referring to?
The Republic of Biafra in West
I'm
Africa.
Saying, you are all the little babies. Gonna get $1,000 around the world?
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
at this
so
point,
this is,
the leftists that are proposing this at this point understand that we have geopolitical divides throughout the world, and
just the price of a cup of coffee a day. You too.
No, the proposal here would be for the United States or some other country, so it would be in a geographic boundary. But your question is a good one. Would the $1,000 a month apply to everybody under a certain age, or would it be only for adults, or would it be, you know, where would the cutoff?
It's for me, I think it's the best point when talking to people about the poor, right? So in the United States, the poor have cell phones, color TVs,
yep,
cars, and a whole variety of air conditioning and all these other things. Around the world, people exist on things like $2 a day. That's what poor people are like.
Okay, here's the deal. Is it going to, if that ever happen, which I don't believe it will, would that affect my $1,200 a month Social Security check I get every month?
Good question. Are these proposals proposing to end all other forms of welfare at the same time?
Oh, man. See, that's why I listen to you guys, because you go beyond the call of duty and the brain.
Well,
thank
Scott,
you.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a good question. A couple of good questions there. Will this apply to children in the United States? Meaning, the more babies you pop out, do you get, you know, a bunch of checks? Or are those checks held in reserve for the child when they reach the legal age? Or are they only cutting checks when the person becomes age 18 or 21 or 16 or whatever it is? So we don't know what these proposals are. There's various different so-called, you know, technological experts out there proposing these things. But nonetheless, these are good questions. Of course, I agree with Scott. I hope none of this comes to fruition. But it seems like one of those things that, you know, the more you talk about a thing, the more you talk it into reality. And there's a lot of people that are talking
about this.
Thing.
It's acclimatizing you to the notion
of UBI.
Because they understand that this is going to take decades to get implemented.
Right.
But they're acclimatizing you to the notion.
They want people clamoring for it. They want people demanding this from these politicians.
Sure.
And so they're selling it. You know, hey, who wouldn't want $1,000 a month?
Well, you'll hear them talk about it from the other side, too, that they'll use it for minimum wage and a whole variety of things. Look, if you rich people don't do this, the poor are going to rise up. They're gonna rise up and pitchforks and torches, and they're gonna demand your. They're gonna take your wealth. They're gonna eat your children and take your wealth. I mean, the same people that couldn't hold on to private sector unions, that couldn't occupy parks without utter chaos a few years ago, pooping in the bushes, and then winter comes and they're all driven back to their holes or whatever. No, the left in this country is nothing but a bunch of petulant, pugnacious children.
So just because I'm a slave to factoids and I think that we shouldn't necessarily let it fall by the wayside, I want to say that Biafra, officially the Republic of Biafra, was an unrecognized secessionist state in West Africa, which existed from the 30th of May of 1967 to January of 1970, and it was made up of states in the eastern region of Nigeria.
Did he name himself after that?
I suspect he did.
Jello Biafra, yeah. I believe he did, yeah. He was a comedian.
Here's
Jello,
a fact.
Like,
here's
what, from the 80s? Was
Jello Biafra was the lead singer of the Dead Kennedys.
And also, he was also a comedian. He was a very funny comedian.
Kind of told some stories and stuff. Yeah. I would like to point out that a factoid, if you're into factoids, factoids aren't true.
Well, the definition is that they're
right,
false, but
yes.
There's an additional definition that they're now facts.
The term has been misused long enough.
It
now means the opposite of what it meant. Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Let's go to your calls here and talk to Zach. He's in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Good evening. I was curious if you had heard about the NXIVM sex cult with the woman from Smallville, was the second in command.
Allison Mack.
Yeah.
I read a headline.
This has been in my show prep for a couple of weeks. Apparently, she got arrested for being involved in alleged sex trafficking.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like,
this has been ongoing for...
She was the head slave to the head guy who ran it. So she was
been following this story loosely for about a year. I used to have a little infatuation with Allison Mack.
Oh, really?
Smallville, yeah.
Would you have joined her sex cult?
I don't know. From what I've heard about it, no. It would be a little bit too intense for my vanilla, you know, self.
I have not read the stories about this, but like I said, I've had them in my show prep because, you know, to me this is an interesting story. It's just that it's been bumped out by other more interesting stories, and we haven't had a chance to cover it. And I don't
this
feel like
this story
should...
is pretty wild.
Yeah, and we don't have the time to do it justice here tonight. So, Zach, do you want to give us some highlights from, you know, what's been going on? The summary, executive summary, of this thing, if you can.
Well, they put Albany on the map, and Allison Mack was the second in command. She was last spotted before her arrest, chasing down the authorities who were taking him into custody in Mexico. But what was interesting is one of the last things she tweeted before she was arrested was a picture of Marina Abramović, who created the spirit cooking blood ritual thing.
Hillary Clinton was associated with, right?
Hillary Clinton,
a very creepy artist.
John Podesta.
Yeah.
And it just begs a lot of questions. Like, are there ties between these kind of black magic, sex cult kind of things? Why would she have tweeted that picture? Does she have information on other people? So on and so forth.
How long will she live?
Yeah, she's gonna get Hillary'd by somebody.
So, what's the story here? Do you know briefly, like, what the allegations were?
Well, essentially, it started as a life improvement call where they would tell young women that they could get over their insecurities. And gradually, through a process of grooming, they would be turned into sex slaves to the guy. The guy that was responsible for it. He would brand
Keith
them with
Rainier.
Initials.
Keith Rainier, yes. Known by group members as Vanguard.
I tell you, I got into the wrong career.
He should have been a sex cult leader.
How do they do this?
It's not too late, Mark.
I can't blow smoke up people's butts. I just can't do it.
I've got this in the show prep. I do want to talk about it, so maybe we'll do it tomorrow night if we get the chance. Zach, thanks for the call and the heads up. It's just, if we start it now, we won't be able to do it justice. It's just, we shouldn't. So we'll continue here with more on Universal Basic Income. If we get the chance, your calls and thoughts are welcome as well on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line room where we had a call in there earlier. She sounded great. You can sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. If you're on the Discord on-air call-in line, go to discord.lrn.fm. There are chat rooms, by the way, that have people in them throughout the day and the night. It's not just during the show, but that's certainly a good time to be there. When we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, there's usually people chatting in the Free Talk Live room. But 24 hours a day, you might find people before, during, and after the show. Different topics are available there, everything from gaming to cryptocurrency to ForkFest. What's ForkFest, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's coming up June 14th through the 18th. We're less than 2 months away from ForkFest. It is the second annual decentralized camping festival. And we had the pleasure of broadcasting from last year's, which was the very first one. And so we're going to do it again this year because nobody can stop us because nobody's in charge of ForkFest. There is no board of directors. There are no organizers except for everybody. So if you want to organize something, then go right ahead. It's up to you. You want to put together a list of speakers? Well, you better have a place for them to speak, like a tent and, a PA system or something like that. Or just have somebody talk in front of a campfire. I don't know. Whatever. However you want to do it, it's completely up to you what gets created at ForkFest 2018. It's going to be happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. And it's a great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire, check out the Liberty Migration that we've been talking about here for just about ever on Free Talk Live, and find out that this is real. There really are liberty-minded people who are moving to New Hampshire, and they're settling in, they're putting down roots, and they're helping make what is already the freest of the 50 states even more free over time, and it's working. So you can get a taste of that by coming to ForkFest 2018. Again, it's June 14th through the 18th. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn a little bit more there. It's an unofficial website that links over to the unofficial forums and unofficial chat rooms because nothing is official when it comes to ForkFest. Again, forkfest.party. As we continue here, Xavier is on the line in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Xavier.
Yes, hello. I'm just calling really. I used to listen to y'all when I was in prison.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Where were you in prison?
In Reeves. I just got out last Monday.
Oh, okay. And so were you there in Georgia?
Yeah.
State prison or federal?
State.
And so you actually were listening to us on the radio?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love it when we hear from prisoners.
So we're at like 7 p to 10 p. They're not generally doing lights
Eastern
out.
Time.
Eastern time. Not generally doing lights out until about 10 p.m. I mean, yeah. Why weren't you playing cards or watching sports or whatever?
I was locked down.
Oh. Tell me about lockdown. What do you mean by that?
Oh, it's horrible. It's they call it the Tier 2 program, and it's really illegal, though, because, like, you know, in California they had the SHU program.
Yeah, SHU is basically a confinement in dog cages outside.
Oh, my God.
Right. And, you know, they stopped it. But Georgia's so slow, they're doing it, and it's very, it's messed up down there. You know, they got people locked down, who's been locked down behind the door 5 years or better.
My
you know,
God.
A lot of them just for nothing.
So so were you outdoors, like in California, or what was the circumstances?
Lockdown, 23 hours, you get an hour outside, maybe if they want to, but you know,
right.
Sometimes they act like there's something going on when it's not.
So they released you straight from confinement to the outside world?
Yeah, I made parole.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the criminality of our criminal justice system. The idea that you're going to take a man and lock him in a box, treat him like, I don't know, your forgotten pet hamster for years or whatever. I mean, if you weren't in for years, there certainly were people that were there with you that were in for years. And then release him on the world with nothing more than a handful of papers and $100 and say,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, no, you're wrong about it. It's not $100. It's whatever you have on your account plus $25. So if you don't have anything on your account, you're going to get $25. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you pay $10 going in. You pay an admission fee to go into prison, and they take a dollar from you every month.
You're killing
it's like
me.
A roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Right. Roller coaster ride through hell.
Yeah. But you know, I've listened to you gentlemen like for the past year.
I really appreciate it. You're not the first person who's called us or written. Sometimes we'll get letters.
Yeah, sometimes we get letters.
From,
nice.
From people who are still on the inside. And that's one of the places where I really love the fact that we're on radio stations. Because, you know, we take
where
it
for
granted.
Where do I go to watch y'all live?
Oh, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that gets you to our Twitch channel, which is normally a video game streaming platform, but we're there, and that's how you can watch us live, and of course there are archives and all of that, downloadable MP3s over at freetalklive.com. How many years were you being held?
13 years.
Wow.
God.
So you
basically... I was 19 when I went in.
Yeah, man, I wish I had, really good advice for you, but all I can say is...
Well, you were in prison for almost 9 years.
Yeah, he's got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
look for a job, keep a smile on your face the very best you can, because attitude's what makes the difference out there. Try to show up early for work and be prepared to do it, and then you'll...
Because you've got that ball and chain of felon to deal with when it comes to working.
Yeah,
right?
It ain't pretty, and, you've got to be that much more valuable to the employer, whomever they might be, and then you can, over time, it's going to take a few years to stack up, sort of good behavior at the job, and then they're going to start giving you a promotions and giving you better things, more responsibility, and more pay.
Yes, sir. I thank you, but I'll call in every now and then.
Thank
Would
you.
Love to hear
thank
from you,
so
especially if you want to tell prison stories, because I know you got them.
Yeah, I do. You've told one tonight, but please, every time you think of a good prison story, call in with it, because it'll be worth hearing.
Thanks for
People
the call,
hear
all
that,
right. Xavier, and
all right.
Best of luck out there. We appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for listening. I love it. I mean, that's one of the greatest things about being on radio, is you still reach into those areas where internet does not reach, and prisons are one of those places. So hello to everybody who is incarcerated listening to us. We're out there, you're out there, and just let us, we're letting you know we appreciate you. Anyway, back to Ray Kurzweil here. So he claims that it's going to be this basic income scheme will be widespread by the 2030s, which we're almost upon that time. It's only a decade away. Artificial intelligence, they say, is on the verge of reshaping human society, but it's still not clear how the post-automation economy will look. Facebook. Many believe new social safety nets will be in place to protect vulnerable citizens from technological unemployment, among other things. At a recent TED conference, Kurzweil made a bold prediction about the future of free money, saying, quote, in the early 2030s, we'll have universal basic income in the developed world and worldwide by the end of the 2030s. You'll be able to live very well on that. The primary concern will be meaning and purpose. And this is the idea here by these people pitching universal basic income, is that you'll no longer need to work. You'll just be able to find meaning in your life by creating artwork or lying around all day or building a treehouse or whatever it is that people would do.
I want to do all those things. Know,
whenever they don't have any kind of work to do.
Yeah. breaking into entering, chasing people down the street and raping them. Idle hands do the devil's work.
Yeah.
Facebook. And they will in this new future, too.
Yeah, so they go on to just talk about the roots of the basic income. I'm going all the way back to 18th century England.
There's an article in this that's highlighted in green that I think is an interesting paragraph, I should say.
All right. Kurzweil believes that by 2029, computers will have human-level intelligence. It's not conceivable or inconceivable, then, that AI will be distributing the UBI to humans based on algorithms that are capable of crunching numbers in ways we cannot follow. Indeed, what we call the state, in even just 10 years' time, may have been transformed by AI and blockchain tech in a way whereby even our experience of consensus decision-making and democracy itself may have evolved. Boy, are they giving the state a lot of credit there in that
the state, which
in
has
10
been,
years.
Which has been an encumbered bureaucratic organization for many thousands of years, will suddenly have a technological leap forward.
10 years. Right. And this is the same state that it's taken decades to just get them to decriminalize marijuana.
Well, I got to say that if we do get super hyper-intelligent computers, I could see them somehow coming up with ways to edge politicians out.
Go to the DMV if you want to see how the state's going to be in 10 years. Just go stand there. Watch them.
You're presuming that it's still a human-run state.
Those bureaucrats ain't going to give up those jobs to machines. Let me tell you, those unions
unless
are going to
stand machines figure out a way to force them out.
Well, I don't think it seems highly unlikely if we're talking 10 years from now. What Ian just said, union, it was the same thing I thought to myself. Unions are basically gone in the public sector, but they thrive in the private sector, but they thrive in the public sector.
Yeah, they're entrenched like a tick. So we'll see. And like I said, this topic is not done. These futurist types are all over this crap, and they don't know about economics. Kurzweil may be a brilliant futurist, but he doesn't understand that force is not going to achieve the goals he's looking for. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.